That LK mobile. Weekend, she not feeling very well. Her breathing was really, really tight. So she came over and spent the weekend. Beth took her to the doctor this morning, but I think she's going to be all right. She just, you know, being on her own, she was a little concerned.
It's nice that she can come home and mom can help take care of her.
I said, she goes, I just feel like she wants her mom. Because she called and asked me if I could come over.
We tend to be a little better at that taking care of and nurturing thing than we do.
That is for sure. I'm okay at it, but I'm not nearly as good as Beth is.
My job is I'm going to go pick my mom, not my dad.
Hey, did it go well?
That's the first time I've seen my Monday route in about 3 weeks, so... just trying to get caught up on everything and get squared away with where everybody's at and broken stuff. So, but all in all, went great.
How did your inventory week go? Were you able to get it done pretty quick?
Good. Bought a new wireless barcode scanner, which helped out drastically.
Maybe you would hire one of those companies that comes in and does inventory for places like Walmart and Lowe's. Have a bunch of people running around your truck with little scanners on.
That's shame money.
Neither. No, that's good though. I'm glad it went well. I'm sure that scanner did help.
Huge difference. Where you can, I can just go in and delete everything out and then just scan it back in and. There it is.
Even, or close to it.
Way off. It always is, every year. I don't know. Because when we check stuff in or receive our shipments in, for some reason it likes to put stuff in that we didn't receive or didn't even order. So it just, I don't know, it's going to be a nightmare if something never really happened from it.
Prove that you didn't get stuff that it says you did.
Sit and look at every invoice and then show where you got it and where you didn't get it.
Fun.
Somebody, but it doesn't to me.
The nice thing about being able to punch a time card. Well, we don't even do that anymore. Log in on a computerized time card. How about that?
Get that right?
It is an app, and it's on a little repurposed phone that I use for my computer I carry at nighttime.
And a purpose for some of this old technology and repurposing it for stuff like that instead of just throwing it away. I'm glad to hear that.
Bunch of them too, because there's a lot of us, and they have a bunch of them sitting in the closet or sitting in a case. In case some of them go down.
Like I said, somebody's found a purpose for them, because it seems like every year they got to come out with a newer and better, and it really ain't all that much newer and better.
Step up with the iPhone is all.
It's the other way around.
Remember something I was going to tell you over the holidays when kids were over, grandkids. Little Ada came out in the kitchen. I was making a cup of tea, surprise, surprise, you know, my one cup of tea per day. And she said, Pops, what are you doing? And I said, I'm making a cup of tea. And she said, you're having tea, Your Majesty?
That's good. Even the grandchild's picking on you now about it.
Mom and said, where in the world? And she said, well, when she gets a little demanding, I'll look at her and kind of sarcastically say, call her Your Majesty. But she just kind of brought it over. It was just perfect. There's no way she could put those two together. It was just perfect.
Good. Out of the mouth of babes, right?
I get it.
irritating. Just to pick on you about it anyway.
Things that'll be around for a while because Beth and I have been using it on each other. So, anyway, it's a lot of fun. But she's cute. She's got a little good little sense of humor on her.
I hope she doesn't lose it. I hope she gets to keep it. But now which one was that? That the oldest one?
She is my youngest son, Seth. Little girl. She's going on 2.5. She's my oldest son, Ethan. They have the 3-year-old and the 1-year-old. So Ada's in between them.
Okay. I couldn't remember if she was the oldest one or the middle one.
Natal as the oldest one, and I think she talks just as well, if not better. I don't know, maybe not. About the same. She's coming along really well with her language comprehension.
Deal with traffic there for a minute. But that's good. I know my son was that way. And he still is. He loves to read and loved to read growing up. His vocabulary is way beyond mine sometimes.
Seth, when he was the youngest of the four, and he would just kind of mumble, and the girls were, you know, still real young. They were able to understand what he was saying. So we were a little worried there for a while that he wasn't going to speak properly because he was just used to kind of mumbling things. But it's just funny. Every kid's different. My oldest brother didn't speak at all, according to my parents. For the first couple of years, he just was very quiet. And then when he did start speaking, it was in full sentences.
For age gap. Well, mine wouldn't. He was hesitant to try new words when he was younger until he knew he had them, and then all of a sudden he just blurted them out. It was pretty entertaining to watch sometimes.
Or is that LK? It is fun to watch their little minds work, and you can see them actually thinking about what they're going to say or how they're going to say it. It's a lot of fun to watch them.
What Larry and I were talking about on the net last night is it's about Chad's grandchild, and brought up the fact that the grandchild will choose the name that the grandparent is called. Well, it's the same way around my house. My son, he never did call my mom grandma or grandpa or any of that stuff. He always called her Sun and Moon, and for a little while we couldn't figure out why, until she wore a shirt one day that had a sun and moon on it, and he pointed at it, and then that's when it dawned on us that that's where he called her, why he called her Sun and Moon, and it stuck, and to this day, my mom is still Sun and Moon.
It's just when that's what you call them as kids, that's the way it always is. Beth has a couple that come in. His name is Steve, and their little grandchild calls him grandmother or grandma, and calls the grandmother Steve. She got it mixed up, so he goes by grandma and she goes by Steve. But they said, you know, they love every minute of it.
When you're dealing with your grandkids, it's a whole different ballgame, I'm sure. I haven't got there yet, so looking forward to those days.
Did you hear anything from Chad? I haven't heard anything since that morning. He was on the way to the hospital.
I'm briefly over the weekend, but that was it because I didn't want to interfere. I just wanted to see if everybody was doing okay.
Chad?
I didn't ask. Like I said, I just quick text. Hey, how's everybody doing? And he made a short reply, and that was it.
Sure, we'll hear about it at some point. Anyway, but yeah, that's an exciting time, a busy time too, especially the first one.
I'm sure he's all about that right now, and rightfully so.
5, are you, Patrick?
Pulled in here where I park and switch vehicles.
Do you need to go? I'm sure you gotta. I know it doesn't take long, but I'll let you go if you need to.
Switch, and then I'll give you a shout and see if you're still around. I know you'll probably be at work already, though. So if I don't talk to you again, you stay safe out there in the crazy weather that's coming our way tonight.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I've still got a little ways, but I will be getting out of it. I don't know how 25 is, Whitehorse Road, how busy they are.
Too bad when I come up, but that's been 20 minutes ago, so you know how things change. But yeah, the rain is not what I'm too bad worried about tonight and tomorrow. It's the wind. Saying there's going to be 55 mile an hour gusts.
Yeah, our power went on and off yesterday a few times, and one of the neighbors called and said there was a tree down that had started a little fire from the wind after the, let's see, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? After that rain we had Friday night, and that looks like it probably happened again.
It was nice and soggy right now, so. But you be safe out there tonight, and like I said, if I don't talk to you again, stay safe, and if I catch you here again in a minute, I'll give you a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73 Shane.
Have a good day. Maybe I'll hear you tonight. If I don't hear you later, N4ZLK.